The former warden at the West Tennessee State Penitentiary says he was forced to sign a request to reduce staffing as part of a cost-saving move. That decision, he says, has put the safety of guards and inmates in jeopardy. Jerry Lester is one of several officers who've accused Correction Commissioner Derek Schofield and his staff of putting cost-cutting ahead of safety. Now, with the help of Democrats in the state legislature, Lester's putting out documents. One is a 2012 memo that asked to mix inmates who represented different threat levels into the same cell blocks. Doing so meant the prison could station just one guard in a pod of 128 prisoners instead of two. Lester says he didn't like it, but had no choice.
I needed my job, and anybody that works for Commissioner Schofield knows him, and they know you either play ball, you go along with his game plan, or you hit the road.
Lester also released a PowerPoint that lays out the rationale. The presentation recommends changing how inmates are classified to avoid possible criticism from mixing less dangerous and more dangerous prisoners. Nashville Representative Mike Stewart, a top Democrat who arranged the release, says they suggest federal investigators should step in. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.